community. And that's how Ravi got his pardon. And that is a light for all of us. And I'll say that, you know, just on a call I was on last night to share the story about Ravi getting the pardon is it's a little bit of light and energy for people as we're facing all the things that the administration is saying they're going to do. So we have to really stay calm, stay grounded, know that as much as what they're saying is ugly and horrible and racist and frightening, that we are on the right side of history, and we're going to be. We have to stay there.
And I'd like to ask Alina, Trump issued an executive order on Monday that would restrict federal funds from sanctuary cities and potentially take legal action against them. What is your sense of the state laws and clashing now with a federal policy and how that's going to work out?
This is something that we saw during the first Trump administration as well. And states and localities were able to fight back because the Constitution does protect states from being interfered with by the federal government. And I think what people need to keep in mind is that sanctuary laws, as they're described, really are just about ensuring that cities and states are actually fulfilling their residents' constitutional rights. The cities and states are not allowed to just hold people waiting for the federal government to come and pick them up. Many of the laws that are being attacked by the Trump administration are simply a recognition of people's constitutional rights to be free and to require the federal government to have a judicial warrant before they come and arrest people or enter into private properties. These are very fundamental things, and I think we're seeing the Trump administration widen its circle of pain and suffering, coming after cities and states who are, again, just abiding by the law, coming after U.S. citizens to take away their birthright citizenship, coming after churches and schools. I mean, this is wrong, and we need people to continue to stand up and fight back and protect everyone's constitutional rights.
Juan, we're here in New York, a sanctuary city. You're in Chicago, which until recently, a few days ago, was, everyone thought, ground zero, the first place for immigration raids. And then inexplicably, the czar, immigration czar, border czar, as they call him, Homan, said because of media leaks, they're not going to attack Chicago first. But he was the one who said it publicly. It wasn't the media. What is the feeling in Chicago right now?
Yeah, and I think he got ticked off that the information leaked out about the mobilizations and the plans for Chicago. But no doubt all of these major cities will soon confront the onslaught of agents coming in to round people up. So it's only a question of days, really.
So when it comes to New York, I mean, it's more complicated because the mayor in Chicago is really standing up against Trump. But the mayor of New York, who's under indictment himself, maybe he's seeking a pardon, I don't know, Mayor Adams, met with Trump and Homan. What are you demanding of him, Amy Gottlieb, Ravi Ragbir?
So we don't. The way I frame it, I don't care what he does or what he doesn't do. It is what the people have to do. In the community of New York City, the city council stands up for the members of the residents. You know, even though de Blasio was a so-called people's, but he wasn't in the situation as Adams, the NYPD still worked actively with ICE, right? They worked actively for my deportation in 2018. So, but what happened is everyone stood up, everyone stepped out. So people need to start connecting to the local organizations, the AFSC, any of the immigrant rights, plus other groups.
Seconds.
Okay. So that we it is not what Mayor Adams have to do, what we have to do, Amy.
We're going to have to leave it there. Ravi Ragbir is with us, as well as his wife, Amy Gottlieb, who is with AFSC, and Alina Das at NYU. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
And left me crying after you're gone. There's no denying you feel blue and you feel sad. You miss the dearest pal you ever had. There come a time, and don't forget it. There come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you gone, after you gone away. Thank you.
I like watermelon, but it wets my ears. Sing polly wally doodle all the day. Maybe grass tastes good to a moo cow's mouth. Sing polly wally doodle all the day. But I like chicken cause I'm from the south. Sing polly wally doodle all the day. Fare thee well, Mr. Gloom, be on your way. If you think you're gonna worry, you can stop it in a hurry. Sing polly wally doodle all the day. Polly is a parrot, we all know well, but just what a wally is, I can't tell. I wouldn't know a doodle if one came along, but polly wally doodle makes a darn good song.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RDJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Thank you. these prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh. And stream it online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Rojas Cinema. Rojas Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Well, thanks for tuning in. This is an experiment with time. We are listening to Griot Galaxy, title track off of their 1981 release, Kins.